The technique I describe in this chapter is called responsibility-driven design and is adapted from the work of Rebecca Werfsbach, who describes it in her book, Designing Object-Oriented Software. I like responsibility-driven design because it seems to match the way software is really created. It can deal with ambiguous and incomplete specifications, which is almost always the way specifications begin. It flows naturally from an analysis of the problem to the design of the solution. Finally, it easily integrates with the various aspects of software development. I'll illustrate responsibility-driven design by means of an extended example problem.